Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
A professor at Shawnee State University in Southern Ohio learned the hard way that freedom of speech and conscience isn't always protected on college campuses. Dr. Nick Merriweather declined to call a man who identifies as a woman by their preferred pronouns. Merriweather went to court to uphold his rights and was vindicated by the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court last year. Shawnee University agreed to pay Merriweather $400,000 for damages. Shawnee had a policy affording rights of gender identity, which clearly ran afoul of the First Amendment. This case cast doubts on policies that purport to make gender identity a right. It also is a reminder to universities that they should be places that welcome freedom of thought and religious conviction.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.